Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is how to spot an initiative opportunity in support of the initiative competency. Do you see an opportunity to improve a process, strengthen your team, or support the warfighter? And do you act on that opportunity? If so, you're someone who takes initiative. A person who takes initiative is the person who seizes an idea and gets it off the ground, often before it's been asked for. Just having an idea isn't enough. Having the idea and acting on it is what defines initiative. This podcast focuses on the first part of initiative, spotting an initiative opportunity. You might think the most important skills to spotting an initiative opportunity are creativity, innovation, or entrepreneurship. Actually, the most important skills to spotting an initiative opportunity are listening and empathy. Let's start with listening. The human mouth plods along at 125 words per minute, while a neuron in the brain can fire about 200 times a second. No wonder our mind wanders when there's so much time in between the words of a conversation. This is part of the reason we remember only 25 to 50% of what we hear. Yet listening is an incredibly important skill for spotting initiative opportunities, because you need to listen when you hear about a process that could be made more efficient or when someone is discussing the need for a new tool. For accomplishing this, we need to have a complete understanding about the three levels of listening. Level 1 is where we focus on ourselves. Level 2 is where we focus on the words the other person is saying. Level 3 is environmental listening, where we focus on the words and the nonverbals of the other person. Here is an acronym to help you become a better listener. Nail it. Note, ask, look, and evaluate. N. Note what is being said. A. Ask questions to clarify the story and refine ambiguous words. L. Look at what the other person is doing. Are they relaxed? Tense? Looking away? This is all part of the communication they are sharing with you. E. Evaluate what you think is really going on with the person. This gives you an opportunity to ask more questions. Stay in a curious state and you will learn so much more in less time. Another way to listen well is MBWA, or manage by walking around. Walk around and talk to your colleagues about NAVFAC and the activities you have been assigned. And when these people speak, truly listen without an agenda. Ask open-ended questions, thank them for their honesty, and invite them to share their thoughts with you anytime in the future. The art of inquiry and listening is an effective tool to develop yourself as a warfighter. The second skill to spot an initiative is empathy, which is the ability to sense other people's emotions, coupled with the ability to imagine what someone else might be thinking or feeling. When you have empathy, you can imagine what it's like for a sailor not to have the tools she needs, or a teammate who is frustrated about a non-existent process. When listening with empathy, you can then spot an initiative that would navigate the problems employees face, validate what their employees are going through, anticipate the needs of teams, and support the mission. A sense of curiosity about NAVFAC, how it functions, and its mission helps you focus on new ideas and possibilities. In order to spot the opportunities for potential initiatives, ask yourself these questions. 1. What could help the warfighter? 2. What decreases the pace of work and makes it more cumbersome? 3. What are the improvements I can initiate which improve the deliverable quality? 4. How does my idea align with NAVFAC's mission? Ultimately, initiative is about bringing change. You may face a lot of resistance and setbacks when you present your idea. So as you ask yourself and others these questions, Listening carefully with empathy will help you read the emotions of your colleagues and leaders, so you can eventually gain the support of everyone to make your initiative work. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.